Okay, this is Lee's audio recording of my post on There. T-H-E-R-E. In English, we have three homonyms. There, and there. This discussion will discuss the adverb and exclamation word there. As an adverb, there means in that location, away from here. Here is near me. There is away from me. Where is it? Is it here? No, it's over there. Oh, there it is. It is there. I am moving to Nebraska. Why? I accepted a job at a nuclear plant there. I stayed in China for 4 months. Was it cold there? Yes, it was. Much colder than here. There can mean, see, I was right, or it's finished. Eve won't like it. Yes, she will. No, she won't. Hey, Eve, do you like this? Yes, I love it. There, I told you she would like it. There, it's finished at last. Whew, that was a lot of work. There. Is a way of comforting someone who is upset or frustrated. Darn it, Bob, you were right and I was wrong. There, Al, don't worry about it. I've known Eve longer than you have. So in that usage, we just say, there, that's okay. There, don't worry about it. There, don't get upset. Okay, existence, there is or there are, at the beginning of a sentence, means there exists something in this world. You may also hear there have been, or there were, or there was. That's the past tense. There are people in this world who hate dogs. No way. Everyone loves dogs. There, Greg. I know it's hard to believe, but I'm telling you that there are dog haters in this world. Unbelievable. There is no way to do this. I disagree. There is a way that it can be done. You simply have to think outside the box. Is there a way to move things using only your thoughts? There are some people who believe so. There have been documented cases of people having telekinetic powers. Focus of attention. There can refer to an aspect or point of attention or focus. This is true for case A and case B, but not for case C. Well, you have me there, Lee. I didn't think about case C. See? He made a spelling mistake right there. Yep, I see it. After speaking three words, he stopped right there as if he couldn't remember his speech. I'll bet that was embarrassing. Oh, yeah. There were giggles in the audience. There are always some people who take pleasure in other people's embarrassment. I think we need to talk about your finances. Don't go there. What I do with my own money is my business, not yours. So we say, don't go there. We just say, don't go there. Don't bring up that topic. I don't want to talk about it. Don't go there. Been there, done that. This is an informal expression that is used to say that you have experienced or are familiar with something and now think it is boring or of little worth. It's like, I've been there, done that, I know all that. It's nothing new to me. I'm an old expert at it now. Rob says, I'm buying my first house. Yippee! Sid says, been there, done that. I've bought 3 houses in my lifetime. It's no big deal. You just have to be willing to go deep into debt for the next 30 years. Luciano has pointed out another idiomatic use of there. Hello, Luciano. I would like to buy a book on idioms. There you are. Or you may hear, there you go, there you go, there you are, here you are. It all means the same thing. You just pick one. Here you are, there you are, there you go. We use that when someone gives you something that you've requested from them. Can I see that that book on the table? I pick it up and I say, here you are, here you go, there you are. It's all the same. So just use which one sounds most comfortable to you. Here you are, there you are, there you go, here you go. All the same meaning. And that concludes this recording.